do not possess nuclear weapons, including Iran. President Ahmadinejad expressed that Iran has always been public about its nuclear program and has always cooperated with the IAEA. The Iranian president also said that Iran remains open to the idea of a nuclear fuel swap to power its Tehran research reactor. But he cited the bad taste of historical precedent, France holding on to 50 tons of Iranian uranium, and other Western countries violating nuclear fuel accords with Iran after the Islamic Revolution, to justify Iran's wariness about the conditions fuel-supplying countries would put on any fuel delivery.
He made it very clear that he's still ready to exchange the nuclear material, the enriched nuclear material, for the isotopes of the Tehran experiment lab, and that he never reneged. But it seems they are, he's calling their bluff, and they are not responding in the same manner. The onus is totally on the three countries, United States, France, and Britain.
Ahmadinejad concluded his press conference by noting that the non-proliferation treaty should be revised on its three pillars: non-proliferation, disarmament, and peaceful uses of nuclear energy. Stated that there is a lack of balance, highlighting that revision should be emphasized on disarmament. President Ahmadinejad called for political pressures to be taken off non-nuclear states so that they may enjoy the production of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Afaf Khanja, Press TV, New York.
Meanwhile, back in Iran, Iranian students have gathered outside the UN's office in Tehran to protest what they call U.S. nuclear threats against their country. The students